This podcast is about one of the profitability KPIs, the return on assets, ROA. Let's have a think about our definition of profitability. Profitability is the ability or the efficiency or the capacity of a business to generate profit. And this KPI, the ROA, measures how effective the assets are in generating profit. Of course, a business buys assets, acquires assets, so that it can help generate revenue and, of course, generate profits. Assets exist to help the business generate revenue and profits. So this is an indicator that shows how effectively that is achieved over time. The formula is profit over total average assets. Total average assets is simply assets at the start of the period plus assets at the end of the period divided by 2. So net profit over total average assets. You'll come up with a percentage, and if, for example, the percentage was 20%, this would mean that for every dollar of total average assets, the business generates 20 cents in net profit. And whether that 20% is good or not depends on its relationship to relevant benchmarks. So to evaluate the ROA, the return on assets, you need to evaluate it against benchmarks such as past performance, goal or budgeted performance, and of course industry average data if it's available. Of course, businesses in general terms aim to achieve the highest possible ROA percentage, because the higher the percentage, the more profitable are the assets in the business in generating net profit. Let's think about some strategies that management can work on to improve the performance of the ROA. That is, what can management do to increase the KPI ROA? Think about the formula. It's net profit over total average assets. So one way to improve the KPI is to increase net profit relative to total assets. How can we improve the profit performance? In general terms, we can talk about increasing revenue through, for example, increasing the selling price, that is, improving the markup via an increase in average selling prices, improve the merchandising of the stock, that is, how the stock is positioned and located, more effective advertising, and better stock mix. All of these strategies will work to enhance revenue over time. Increase selling price, improve the merchandising, more effective advertising, and have a better stock mix. A stock mix is the range or type of stock which is offered to the customers. The other general way in which to improve profit performance is to talk about improve expense control. Improve expense control. And this can be done through a variety of measures such as improving the markup via sourcing cheaper stock, so the same quality stock but at a cheaper price, by shopping around suppliers. Also, decreasing stock losses, decreasing the rate of increase of expenses. It's probably more realistic to talk about reducing the rate of increase in expenses than saying just reduce expenses. In most businesses, over time, expenses tend to grow in dollar terms. That's okay if they're growing at a rate which is less than the growth in sales. So expense control, more realistic to say, reduce the rate of increase in expenses to less than the growth in sales. So we've just talked about a couple of strategies to improve profit performance, enhance revenue and improve expense control. We were referring to the net profit performance, that is, the numerator in the formula, net profit over total average assets. The other part of the formula is average total average assets, and so if we work to manage total average assets effectively, this will also contribute to an overall improvement in performance of the ROA. Statistically, if you reduced total assets, it will lead to an increase in the return on assets percentage. but it's probably not realistic to talk about a reduction in total assets. We should talk about managing our assets in such a way that profit grows at a faster rate than the growth in total average assets. So let's have a think about the denominator in this formula, total average assets. Assets we can divide up into non-current assets, and we can also consider current assets. With non-current assets, we want the business to invest in non-current assets which are highly productive. Non-current assets which help the business to generate its revenue and hence generate profits. Consider an example with a business that is going to spend, say, $100,000 on machinery. It can choose between highly productive machinery or machinery which isn't as productive. If it invests in the highly productive machinery, then that will lead to higher levels of revenue, higher levels of profit, and the ROA performance will improve. Think about a courier business, for example, that has a choice between buying normal cars to do its delivery or vans to do its delivery. If it spends the same amount, then its investment in the vans will be more profitable because the vans are designed to do the job better than a normal car. It would contribute to revenue more, it would generate more profit by investing in the most productive assets available to provide the service or sell a stock. So non-current assets, businesses should invest in highly productive non-current assets. But there's also current assets to consider. In most businesses, the dominant current assets are debtors and stock. Debtors and stock in trading businesses. So we want those assets, debtors and stock, to be managed in such a way that profit grows faster than the growth in debtors and stock over time. And if that is achieved, it'll tend to lead to an improvement in the return on assets performance. So effective management of debtors and stock such that profit grows at a faster rate than debtors and stock. And this is an area where there is a link between this KPI, the return on assets, and some other KPIs such as debtors turnover and stock turnover. So you have to find those other podcasts on those other indicators because there is a link here. We can talk about improving the management of debtors and stock, and in particular, improving the debtors turnover and improving the stock turnover. They are separate KPIs that refer to debtors and stock. And if you improve debtors turnover, improve stock turnover, that will lead to an improvement in the management of total assets, and hence the return on assets will tend to improve over time.